Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to talk about here on the show today. We are live, and we are joined today not by Mike Sempervivi, but by Lance Storm. Lance normally does a show for us every Friday, but due to circumstances beyond his control, he was not available on Friday. I was not available on Friday, so we're making it up today on Sunday's Wrestling Observer Live. So Lance is going to join us here on the program. We got a lot to talk about here. Of course, if you want to text us here today, the text message line, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Probably taking some phone calls as well. We'll be using the sports byline number today. That number, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to give us a call, you are welcome to do so. Lots of different topics to talk about here today. We won't be talking a lot about the Okada-Tanahashi match last night because I've not yet seen it. I've heard that it was a classic. So I'll be watching that later on this evening. And then I'll be doing a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio tonight with Dave. We'll talk about that whole show, plus all of the other matches from the weekend, all the other big stories were not talked about last night with Dave and Garrett Gonzalez. Also tonight, a new Brian and Vinny show. We'll be reviewing the Clash of Champions, the very first Clash of Champions, with Ric Flair and Sting in the main event. Today, we've got notes on Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss, their injuries. We've got WWE announcing matches for Raw and some stuff for SmackDown as well. We're on our way to the Super Showdown in Melbourne, Australia on October 6th. And then, of course, after that, it is the Women's Evolution pay-per-view and the show in Saudi Arabia. We can talk about that, Shawn Michaels, and more. We got Tony Schiavone back calling action for professional wrestling, Impact ratings, and tons more. And we're going to kick it off when we come back from the break. Lance Storm, your calls, texts, and so much more. Wrestling Observer Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today. He's going to be back on the show tomorrow, but we're very happy today to be joined by Lance Storm. He is here today helping us for the entire hour. Lance, what's going on?
Not a lot, but it's a huge upgrade for the show on Sunday.
Hey, you've gone from taking, 10 hours to put together a podcast to 1 hour live. No mess ups here. This is your only chance.
Working without a net.
That's right. Working without a net. Hey, we got a lot to get into here today. I want to open up with something we talked about over the last couple of days, and then Lance can comment on that. Then we'll get into the news and everything. If you would like to give us a call here today, the phone number 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And actually, I just threw out the wrong phone number. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm actually in a different studio today, so don't call the other number. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Old habits die hard. You can still text the usual number. Nothing has changed with the text message line, 425-780-7566. No net here. We're talking about the injuries to Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss. They were both pulled out of the Mae Young Classic, and WWE claimed
mixed
that
match challenge.
The mixed match challenge. That's right. I'm on a roll today. Thank God you're here. WWE announced Monday or Tuesday or whatever that Alexa was off due to an arm injury, presumably suffered in the match with Ronda Rousey. And they mentioned that Sasha Banks is out of the tournament, but they did not mention anything about her, only that she suffered some sort of undisclosed injury. And Mike and I were talking about this during the show, and we were talking about, is this real? Is this fake? What's the story? And I said, well, we'll check the weekend house show reports, and that might give us a good idea. Well, the house show reports are coming in, and there was no Sasha Banks, and there was no Alexa Bliss on either of the shows. So they are both out. I don't know how serious the injuries are. I heard, I'm not going to say anything. Let's just say we'll see if they make it to the women's pay-per-view. They should. As far as I know, they should make it. We're still like a month away from the Evolution pay-per-view, so I think they'll be there. But a lot of injuries in WWE. There are a lot of injuries. And I want to ask you, Lance, because David, I have talked about this many times. People often bring up the comparisons, as they always do, WWE and New Japan, and all the crazy things that you see in New Japan, guys falling on their heads, the headbutt spot that ended Shibata's career, draping DDTs that resulted in temporary paralysis for Honma. But at the end of the day, if you look at like the actual number of injuries, there are more injuries in WWE for what is supposedly a much safer style. What do you point to as a difference between these two companies and why this is?
Well, I worked in Japan for 2.5 years for WAR. And the biggest thing I found advantage-wise to the Japanese style is just getting that break and time off. Like, if you get a couple of weeks to do nothing but do a little bit of physio, do a little bit of rehab, train at the gym, you can do a lot of repair to the damage that is done. And when you get to WWE and you're working four nights a week, you really don't get that chance to prepare, especially with, you know, you get 3 days off a week, but two of those are spent on a plane. You get chipped away at longer. I think the major abuse is bigger in Japan, but you can heal from it. But it's just that chipping away and chipping away and chipping away that aches and pains become minor injuries, and then minor injuries become major injuries. And I'm hoping that with Sasha and Alexa, they're doing the ounce of prevention rather than waiting till they need a pound of cure. With, you know, Alexa, I think's wrestling Trish on the women's pay-per-view. It'd be a real shame if she keeps pushing and ends up too hurt then. So I'm hoping they're getting smart and doing an ounce of prevention.
All right, Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland is on the phone. Lance's favorite caller. Ryan, you're on the air. What's up?
I have a theory on why these Japanese wrestlers don't get injured as much. It's based on what Crazy Shay once told me, and I'll see what Lance has to say about this.
Excuse me. Crazy Shay?
Yeah, he's regarded as one of the best wrestlers in Delaware right now, pretty close to where Mike Sempervivi lives.
Sempervivi, yes. Okay. What did he tell you?
He told me that at a very young age, he started doing neck bridges for a couple hours a day.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up, Ryan. Go ahead.
And he told me he was able to take even like Canadian destroyers off the top rope without hurting his neck by doing this.
Interesting.
And also, he got hit by a truck once, was seriously injured, and wrestled a very reckless match about 24 hours later.
Well, that's crazy. All right, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm glad that he brought that up, Lance, because Dave and I were talking about this the other day as well. So when I was young, and they actually still had these at gyms, there was a neck machine at the gym, which was kind of like you sat in a chair, and there was sort of like a headrest, but the headrest, you could put weights on it, so you could move your head back and forth, and then you could kind of switch around so you could move your head side to side, and I worked out my neck with that thing, and I never had any neck issues when I was wrestling, but like a lot of the old school wrestlers, they always told you about these neck bridges, all these doing these neck bridges and that sort of thing. The wrestlers always do the neck bridges, and some people believe that these neck bridges, while they do strengthen your neck, they also wear away at your spine. And that at the end of the day, like, there are some benefits to strengthening your neck, but at the same time, you're actually doing damage to your neck by doing these neck bridges. And we don't really have any studies, so no one knows for sure. We only know that some people say to do them, some people say don't do them. What's your take on the neck bridge?
I think in a lot of cases, they can be bad. I don't know if they're always bad. I was told to do them. I've done a lot of them, not excessive amounts. But I think especially if you're just starting out, there's the tendency to just kink your head back as far as it goes. And you're just resting on your forehead with the back of your head pushed into your traps. And at that point, I'm not sure you're using a whole lot of muscle. You're just kinking your neck in a really bad spot. And doing that for endless periods of time, I don't think is good. I think many of the bridging style exercises where there's motion involved and pivoting, I think then you're probably strengthening, but again, still doing probably more damage due to compression. I think probably using the machines that you and I used back in the day in the gym would probably serve you better in strengthening the muscles, but not necessarily compressing your neck.
Kind of like those old, they used to always have those, it was like a, kind of like a helmet that you put on that had a, like a chain attached to it, and then you could put a weight around the chain, and so basically you could sort of like, you use that instead of an actual neck machine. Do you remember that weird gimmick?
Yeah, and I'm older than you. When I was in high school, they had the old universal weightlifting machine, and on the leg extension machine, there was always this bar that had a spring attached to it that you'd hook this little headgear thing that went over your head, sort of like a backwards baseball cap. And it was attached to this lever that had a spring, and you could, you know, pull your chin down to your chest, pulling forward with your neck, and it would extend this spring. I think that was the first neck exercise I ever saw or used. But I've seen the headgear with the chain that you can do hanging a weight. And the thing that you sat in at the gym, I always thought was better, because you could do all four sides, well, two sides, front and back, and just pushing your head into the pads and work your neck. I did a lot more of that than I did bridging.
Yeah, I think that you're not overextending your spine when you use that, like you would on a bridge, like you said, if you try and put your forehead all the way on the ground. I mean, one way or the other, you should try and find, if you're a wrestler, some way to strengthen your neck, because it is going to help you. And I know that I have heard from people who, you know, they were in auto accidents. I didn't know them personally, but I've read these stories, and their doctors basically told them, if you hadn't done all these neck strengthening exercises, you could have been seriously injured in this car accident. And it's the fact that you have such a strong neck that you ended up okay. And if you think about the bumps you take in wrestling, especially some of the crazy stuff nowadays, it's probably a good idea to make sure your neck is nice and strong.
Yeah, and I've talked to Chris Nowinski a lot, and a really strong neck can reduce the likelihood of concussion too, because you won't get as much whiplash and movement to your head. It helps you absorb the blow on impact, so it'll avoid neck injuries and can reduce the risk of concussion. So strong necks are great.
You want to give us a call today, 1-800-878-PLAY. Back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Former WWE, WCW, ECW, War, been all over the world, wrestled for everybody, Lance has. And I bring up WWE, Lance, because we've been talking a lot of late on Observer Radio about the WWE concussion lawsuit. They've all been dismissed. And in the discussions, fans start talking about WWE and do they care about the performers? How much do they care? Health insurance, et cetera, et cetera. And you actually provided me a photograph here of the health insurance card that you were issued by WWE when you worked there. When you were there, they in fact provided you with health insurance.
They did, yes. I've actually shared it with a couple people this week because I've heard several people who should have known talking about how they don't provide any medical coverage. And, you know, I was of the impression, I didn't look into it too much, but it didn't cover my family. And I was of the impression it was only for wrestling related things. But I had an MRI or two when I was with them, and I always just presented the health card they gave me, and I never got a bill. I was never docked from my paycheck for medical insurance, and all wrestling related things were covered. And I can actually tweet out the photo if the listeners would like to see it. The card's no longer valid. It's 15 years old, but they provided the independent contractors with a medical plan.
It's interesting because I always knew that, I mean, if you were wrestling for them, you were covered. I didn't know that they actually had an insurance card for you. But for example, like if you, whether you had the card or not, let's say that you were doing a match and you blew out your knee. I mean, they're paying for everything. So, you know, whether you took your insurance card to the hospital or however it worked, I mean, you wouldn't be paying for any of that, but they would not be paying for your family. So I actually don't know today if the guys get insurance cards. I honestly don't think that they do, because you're the first person to ever mention this to me. So maybe it's something they used to do, but now it's just sort of like, well, we'll just pay out of pocket for everything, and that's that. Maybe they do have insurance. I guess it's something we can check out, but there you go.
Yeah, it's funny that no one – I've never heard anyone ever mention it before. I can't fathom that I'm the only one that was provided with this. But, yeah, when I was there in 2001, they gave me the card. I put it in my wallet and used it on a couple occasions.
I wonder if they only did that for people outside the U.S. I don't know. It's weird.
Now, I know Jamie Noble had one.
Well, there you go. Don't know. Don't have an answer for that one. Let's talk about some of these text messages here. It's because WWE doesn't pay travel expenses, somebody texted. I don't know what that has to do with anything. What were we talking about that involved travel expenses?
I'm not sure. But again, they do cover your airfare, and if you're on international trips, they cover hotel and transportation as well. So even that statement's not true.
Yes. So if you – so the way it works, Lance, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is let's say they got a loop, and it starts in Portland and ends in Yakima. So they would fly – you would get a ticket to Portland, and you would get a ticket home from Yakima. And then it would be up to you to get to each of the towns. So you'd get a rental car, you'd get a hotel, you'd maybe room with people if you wanted to. And then when you get to the final stop, then you're on your way home. Is that basically how it worked?
Yeah, it was always a 300-mile rule. Any distance over 300 miles, they had to fly you there. Anything less than that was up to you. So they would sometimes fly you in and out of the same city, and you'd have to drive a couple hundred miles back and forth and then again back to that same city to fly out. But anything over 300 miles, they covered. Anything less than that, you could do what you want. Just make those towns.
Okay, so this person's reiterated the reason for the injuries, this person says, is because WWE doesn't pay travel expenses. What does that have to do with anything?
I have no idea.
You get a cheaper car and it's harder on your body. You stay in a cheap motel. It's tough on your. But what does that mean? That's the reason for the injury. The reason for the injury is, according to Lance, and I believe this too, is just the schedule. 4 days a week. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, it's just wear and tear. And especially now with it being such an athletic based industry, when you could do a little more walk and talk and it was a little less athletically based, I think you could survive and work around injuries better. But yeah, it's just you can only drive your car so many hours before you have to get service.
Sports says only Canadians and West Virginians got the cards.
Well, the important people.
Not sure about that, but on the Rusev Aiden English thing, this person says, I felt it was a huge missed opportunity. Watching it, I thought for sure it would be Aiden causing Rusev to win the belt. So then you have the drama of Lana knowing what Aiden said, but not wanting to ruin Rusev's title reign, which would have been a somewhat unique story for WWE. That's a great story. They absolutely could have done that, where he helps him win, but he also blew his stack and he said things that Lana heard. Is Lana going to tell Rusev? Is she not going to tell Rusev? That's a good story.
I kind of half wanted, because I liked the idea of that angle. They did a good job with Aiden had to jump him because he knew Lana was going to stooge him off afterwards. I kind of thought it would be really amusing, and I don't know, not saying it's a good idea, but I would have popped for it, if she'd taken a bump in the match right near the end, and then Aiden jumped him, and then afterwards, when they were in the back in the medical room, Rusev asked her, what were you going to tell me? And she couldn't remember. She got amnesia. And then Aiden had to try to talk his way out of explaining how he jumped him because he didn't need to now.
This is way too deep, Lance. This is way too complicated.
Do the amnesia angle.
Yeah. Yeah, then he could do that Mick Foley thing from 1993. He's just lost.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Here's a good question we haven't asked you yet. What does Lance think of Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement?
I'm disappointed for me as a fan. I like that he's, I think, the only guy that's stuck to his stip so far. But as a human being, I respect the fact that a paycheck like this is something you don't want to pass up. If I'd have given my word and offered some degree of a seven-figure salary to come back and do one, I think I'd be selling out on that stip as well. So for that, you know, when you have kids and everything else, this is money that helps go to having your kids' lives set up, not just your own. So I respect that. But as a fan, I wish it would have stayed. Same with Ric Flair's. I wish he'd have never wrestled after that Mania as well.
All right, let's talk about some of the other news here very quickly. We've got Raw and SmackDown coming up tomorrow. We have three matches announced, which is always fun because then we get to see how many of them they actually do. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre versus The Revival is scheduled. Bobby Lashley will be facing Elias for about the 50th time. And Brie Bella versus Ruby Riott in a singles match is scheduled. We've also got SmackDown. They've announced there is a contract signing. AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. Contract signing for the Australia Super Showdown, where they are doing a no DQ, no countout stipulation match for the WWE title. Lance, any thoughts on the Super Showdown? Should I go through the lineup right here?
Ken, if you like, sure.
All right, so we've got a bunch of shows, actually, that they're all promoting at the same time. We got the Australian show. Then we got the Women's Evolution show, and then we have the just-announced show in Saudi Arabia. And it looks like Super Showdown is going to lead to that, at least in the Triple H Undertaker match. That's the main event. Shawn Michaels in Hunter's Corner, Kane in Undertaker's Corner, and it appears they're just shooting the angle to set up a tag team match coming up in Saudi Arabia. We got Bobby Lashley and John Cena versus Elias and Kevin Owens. So, don't report this on the internet, everybody. But I wonder if tomorrow when they do that Bobby Lashley-Elias match, Kevin Owens can run in. And then either tomorrow or the week after, John Cena runs in, you set up that tag match. We got Daniel Bryan versus The Miz, number one contender. We got The Shield versus Braun, Dolph, and Drew. Bellas versus The Riot Squad, AJ, Samoa Joe, no count out, no DQ. Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy for the Cruiserweight title, New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus, Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics, and Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's title. Thoughts on any of that?
I think the Iconics are going to be gigantic babyfaces.
It's true. Yeah, it's Australia. I hadn't thought of that.
And why are AJ and Joe not doing a submission match?
Lance.
Explain this to me, Brian.
Don't think about this. You'll end up like me, all frustrated and angry and reading fables on the air. I can't explain it. It's ridiculous.
You know, just one alternative to that Joe AJ finish that would have been nice from a babyface standpoint. What if when they were doing that finish, that the ref was checking AJ's arm when he flipped over and he held it for 4 or 5 seconds before AJ tapped or went to sleep, and they awarded the match to Joe. And then on replay, they showed that Joe's shoulders were actually down for 4 seconds before the tap, and AJ was actually the rightful winner as the babyface.
Yeah, but that's hard because they do things where, like, I don't know. It just seems like if the referee isn't counting and the guy's shoulders are down, then he's okay. Like, for example, sometimes you put a guy in a figure four and he's flat on his back and the referee doesn't think to count. I mean,
well, yeah, but the point is, though.
Well, hold that thought. We gotta head to a break. We'll pick this up right when we come back. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183.
800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. I got so much stuff to get into here. It's crazy how much I got to talk about. First off, Andro 400. I hope Marco Stunt was listening. Although, it did mention that guy that was taking Andro 400. It said his whole body was getting smaller. That's the last thing that Marco Stunt needs. Did you know, Lance, last night at Black Label Pro, Filthy Tom Lawler ended up in the ring with Marco Stunt. You want to know what happened?
I'm assuming the kid got killed.
Oh, God. Oh. Filthy choked him out, spun him around, his legs hanging off the ground. It choked him completely unconscious. I hope this kid knows what he's getting into now. Because you want to know what? I just want to mention one thing here that I'm going to move on. I guarantee that this match with Marco Stunt is not going to go the 30 seconds or whatever that Filthy Tom match went. You want to know why? Because I am going to torture him over an extended period of time. You understand what I'm saying? This ain't going to be quick. I want him to think about it. I want him to have something to remember. He's going to wake up today and not even know what happened yesterday with Filthy Tom, which happens regularly with Filthy. But he will not forget beating I Dole Out November 3rd. Hey, that finished with the AJ Joe deal. What would happen, Lance, if as the referee is counting to three, he counts one, he counts two, and as his hand is going down, AJ taps at that moment? Does he stop his count? Does he continue his count because he was in the middle of the count? What happens? Who wins?
I think I would have him count the three and declare it a draw and build to the rematch.
Hmm. Be a pretty creative finish right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, nobody loses. Your babyface isn't the undeserving winner. I like that.
Yeah, your heel is not the... Your heel did not get screwed.
Exactly.
I got to read something else here from Ryan very quickly. Then we're going to go to a phone call. He says, WWE not paying for travel expenses would lead to wrestlers staying in cheap motels that have very bad beds for the back instead of staying at five-star hotels with beds that are comfortable and great for the back. Lance, do you believe that if WWE paid for everyone's hotels, that they would pay for five-star hotels for everybody on that roster?
Probably not, and I've traveled with a lot of the boys, probably more than Ryan has. There are guys that are going to stay at the full-service Marriott no matter what they're making, and there's guys that will stay at the Motel 6 no matter what they are making. WWE pays people a really good wage. They can afford to stay in a hotel that's got a mattress they like.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, yes, they could pay. Here's the thing. Here's what I think, okay? I could be wrong, all right? So let's say, Lance, that I'm Vince McMahon, and I'm going to pay you $100,000 a year. I'm just giving an easy number right here. Okay?
Cheap bugger.
Yeah. I'm going to pay you $100,000 a year, but you are responsible for your hotel and your rental car. Okay? Do you not think that if I decided that now I'm going to pay for your hotel and I'm going to pay for your rental car, that the chances are that I would actually only sign you for $75,000, right?
Oh, exactly.
Like, why are people thinking that if WWE suddenly began to pay for hotels and rental cars and the travel expenses, that they continue to pay the guys the same amount of money? They'd probably pay them less and they would make up. You see what I'm saying here? Like, why is there an assumption that if Dolph Ziggler's making $500,000 a year, that they're going to suddenly decide out of the goodness of their hearts to pay for his hotel and his car, and then the next time around still offer him $500,000 for that? They're likely to offer him less because they're paying for those things.
Yeah, and even when I first broke in, this is the way it went. There'd be promoters that would pay for your hotel, and there'd be somebody that's got a buddy or a girlfriend in that town that wouldn't use that hotel, and he'd ask for more money. And then the promoter got tired of paying some guys more and booking some hotels that he just decided, hey, I'll just pay you all this amount of money. Worry about your own hotel. And the boys liked it.
Yes, because you can choose where you want to stay. If you want to pay $49 a night and save your money, then you're welcome to do so. But if you want to pay $500 for your hotel, you're welcome to do that as well. You have that freedom. Yeah, I mean, if they're independent contractors, I mean, isn't that more like if you're an independent contractor, like that's the way it works. If they're telling you where to stay and telling you what to drive and paying for it, I mean, now they're going to have an even a bigger issue with trying to separate this employer independent contractor deal. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Although with that said, I had my hotel and rental car covered when I was in WCW. And it was really nice. They put us up at Crown Plazas, so I didn't complain. But if you just want to pay me more money, I'll book that stuff myself. It's no big deal.
Sure. All right, let's go to Paul in Barberville. Paul, you're on the air. What's up?
All right. I guess I'm having a better weekend than Yoshihashi. Have you got any updates on him after the big angle at the end of this morning's New Japan show?
No, I didn't. All I know is that Ghetto turned. What happened?
Okada and Tanahashi had an excellent match. Tanahashi won clean. After the match, a switchblade attacked Tanahashi. Then he turned around and started attacking Okada. Rocky Romero was at ringside giving commentary. He attacked Rocky as well. And Yoshihashi attempted to make the save, but as he was running down to ringside, he pulled
fell down.
Yeah. He
busted himself open legit.
I know. It looked terrifying. And
yes.
After that, Switchblade threw a chair at him, and it looked like he didn't catch that.
Not good. Yeah. I haven't heard an update, but now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me, Lance sent me I woke up this morning to a animated, or what was it? It was just like a clip that you sent me today, Lance?
Yeah, it was a 10-second video.
Yeah, this guy trying to enter the ring, but as he was trying to get inside, he slipped and fell backwards and bonked his head on the apron and fell outside. I shouldn't have laughed, but I nearly cried laughing. Everyone else in the ring baffled, couldn't figure out what to do. Hopefully Yoshihashi and this fella are fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, this was... a pretty great story, because ever since he lost the title, Okada has acted more and more eccentric. He's been more vicious in the ring. He's been teasing a heel turn. But it turns out Ghetto was the one that turned heel on him.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It's the end of an era, Paul. It's the end of an era.
I'm just wondering how this Ghetto Switchblade thing is going to work out, because Ghetto has been... so associated with Okada for so many years. This might be like back when the WWE would pair someone else besides Brock with Heyman and would just never quite click.
Well, we'll find out. I want to thank you very much for the call. I was thinking about that today. We'll talk more about it with Dave on Observer Radio. But one of the things with Ghetto's booking, I always like to try and figure out what he's thinking and the way he does things. And I just love the fact that Okada went undefeated for so long. With just like a couple of exceptions here and there, like in the G1 or whatever, he set the record and finally he loses the title. And once he lost the title, then it was time to give a small handful of guys a win over him, which meant a ton because he'd been undefeated so long, but they didn't have so many people beat him that it meant nothing. And now he's lost his longtime manager. There's so many ways they can go here. I love the New Japan booking.
Yeah, and it's something, too, with Gato's track record. It's like you're always willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and go, I'm going to see where this goes, because it's probably going to be good. He's got a hell of a track record.
This person says that Ghetto needs to start calling Jay White the pain maker instead of Switchblade. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? Two questions. About the big feud between Becky Lynch and Charlotte. I'm really enjoying it myself. So, didn't you say the other day on your Twitter, Brian, something about she should go, that she's the heel or something. You went off on about the way the fans keep cheering Becky.
Yes, I did. What's your question? What was I talking about?
Well, I just want your take. You all, both you your guest.
Lance here. Take. Yes, Lance.
Okay, Lance. I'm sorry. What's your take on the feud? And one other thing, what do you think about the ROH making the women's title the World ROH or the World Women's title?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
The Sasha, I've been, or not Sasha, Becky. I've been trying not to talk about Becky because I just get so infuriated. But the gist of it is, they're trying to push her as a heel, and the fans don't want her to be a heel. And she was the most over babyface they had, and I have no idea why they decided to turn her heel. And instead of turning her heel, seeing the reaction, and then doing like a double turn at Hell in a Cell, which I figured they would do, instead they've doubled down on it, and they're determined to make her a heel. And so now all of those great reactions she was getting right... Here's the thing. Before SummerSlam, she was getting great reactions. After SummerSlam, she was for a short time getting even better reactions. And instead of capitalizing on either of those, they've doubled down on the heel turn, and now she's getting the, like, there's no reaction. She's getting, like, a couple of cheers here, a couple of chants, that sort of thing, but she's getting less of a reaction now than she was getting before or after SummerSlam. So to me, ineffective. Lance, your thoughts. Uh-oh. I think we lost Lance right there. Try and get back here in a moment. I mean, perhaps I ranted so loud that he dropped. So we'll try to get him to reconnect here, and then we will be back in action. A couple of text messages here, and then we shall continue on. Sounds like Lance just agreed with the same point that he called Tim in Miami a moron for raising a few months ago. I hope we can get Lance back on to address that one. We'll see what happens. I think that's probably from Tim in Miami, I would bet. This person here says, do you think there's any chance the Revival wins the tag titles tomorrow? To me, I think having the tag titles tied up in Ziggler versus Shield makes it impossible to have any other teams be relevant. I'd like to see the Authors of Pain versus the Revival. Here's the thing. When they had those belts on the B team, nobody cared about the belts except to do funny chants for the B team. They put the belts on Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, and now they're like a main event deal. So no, I do not think the belts should go back to the Revival. I mean, I like the Revival as a team, but they're seen as low card guys right now. So no, I don't think you should take them off Ziggler and McIntyre. Lance, you're back.
I'm back, and I agree completely. I think the Revival are an incredibly talented team, but they don't have the credibility they need at the moment, and Dolph and Drew do, and I think they need to make those titles mean something before they go anywhere. So by all means, build up the Revival, but not now.
And this person here says, sounds like Lance agreed with the same point he called Tim in Miami a moron for raising a few months ago. I'll bet you can guess who that might be.
What point was that?
I don't know. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save
save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Lance has got a lot of stuff to talk about here in the final segment. Rey Mysterio Jr.'s son Dominic is training with you at the moment up there in Calgary. How do you like the snow a couple of days ago?
We didn't get snow in Calgary, but it was cold for Dom. He's a San Diego kid.
I thought you had snow like a week or two ago.
Technically, there was, you know, one white flake in the sky. We didn't actually get snow. But yeah, Dom's up here training, and Ray actually came up with him at first. And the other students marked out pretty big when Ray Mysterio Jr. walked into the school. Although they marked out way bigger when he actually put on his mask to take a photo. I think it became real when he put the mask on.
It's awesome. Well, people want to check out the school, Lance Storm on Twitter, at Lance Storm. There's information there. Links to the website, stormwrestling.com. And you have spaces open coming up in 2019?
Yep. January, May, and September sessions all have openings. You can also follow Storm Wrestling Academy on Instagram at Storm Wrestling Academy.
That's right. And two of his students will be working in front of 60,000-plus people in Australia coming up here in just a few weeks, the Iconics. And if you'd like to train, check out stormwrestling.com. Lance is on our show every Friday, most Fridays, can't say every Friday, at wrestlingobserver.com, Figure Four Daily with Lance. So we'll be up on Friday talking all of the news in wrestling. And, of course, we're completely out of time. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I want to thank Lance, as always. Mike Sempervivi, everybody in the studio, callers and listeners, talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live.